This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Game 2's last night provided just a little bit more drama than we got from any of the eight Game 1s in the NBA playoffs, especially in the case of the Lakers and Nuggets and Sixers and Knicks. Will we get some of that same drama tonight in Minnesota, Milwaukee, or LA, where the Clippers host the Mavericks, the Bucks, the Pacers, and the T-Wolves host the Suns, respectively? We'll get into all of those Game 2s that are played tonight in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. We got lightning bets for you before we wrap up as well. To those of you watching, we appreciate it. We are live coast to coast every single weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, as well as on YouTube. Just search the Odyssey Sports Channel. If you missed us drafting the draft, our favorite draft bets earlier, or our discussions with Ryan Wilson in the first hour, Connor Allen of 4 for 4 just a few moments ago, you can always get everything on demand after the fact as a podcast. Just search BetQL Daily and follow or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, including inside that Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free. Download it today and take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're up to. Game 2's tonight. Let's start in Minnesota. You brought up this idea earlier, Aaron, and I think it's a really interesting idea. We talked to Von Dalzell about it earlier as well from NBC Sports. Suns getting 3.5. In Minnesota, Game 2. Anthony Edwards, though, may have poked the bear one too many times. Trash-talking KD this weekend. He did admit after the game, he's like, you know, this is my favorite player as a kid growing up, so I was kind of amped to go out there and play against him. But going off the way he did, not just scoring, taking advantage of the opportunity against the player he grew up watching, may have done something to flip a switch in KD as well.
Yeah, I love it, the trash talk. I mean, he called him old and all of that, and KD was just laughing. Like, he was smiling, which really, I love KD. I mean, nobody talks more trash on social media than KD, so it's like, to get up and talk trash to him, like, he's got to respect it. He was just laughing, like, okay, kid. But I like the Suns here. I will definitely bet the Suns on the spread. I think this is a good bounce-back situation for them. Not sure I'm going to be on a ton of props in this one, but I do like the Suns, Joe.
Zigzag did not work last night in any game. Everybody goes up too low. But I guess, well, not winning, but covering, I guess you could say it worked in a couple of situations, because the Knicks win, but they don't cover. Philly ends up covering. Nuggets win, but the Lakers end up covering. But, you know, it kind of feels a little different in that spot. This is one where I just may have been so wrong. The Suns were my pick before the series started. We'll see. It's that defense at home, man. Is it going to flip? I think it changes when they go to Phoenix, but I don't know if it does in this spot. I don't have a play on the side. I thought it was interesting, though, that the line has already moved up from where we closed in game one. It moved up a point. The total goes down a couple of points. A prop jumps out to me. The prop is Gobert. He had 16 boards in the first game, 27 rebound opportunities. We know if the Suns are going to win, they're going to win on the perimeter. We understand that. And it's probably not going to be just KD. And I wonder, are the T-Wolves like, go ahead, KD, get your 30. That's fine. And if you're interested, that'd be over 26.5 points. But we're going to shut down everybody else. What's Booker going to do against this defense? Like, in most situations, I would say, okay, Booker's going to bounce back. Booker's going to have a big game. I want to look at his props. He's going to carry them. Yeah. Just not in this matchup, though, for me. That's my concern. Anyways, the prop that I do like the most is Gobert over 12.5 rebounds. over 12 and a half.
Love
got
that.
16.
Yeah.
Man, we're seeing some crazy rebound numbers. Jared Allen had a 20 rebound game last night, and he went off in the first game as well. But yeah, with those 27 opportunities that he had, I see him getting over 12 and a half.
I think I'm with you on this Devin Booker angle too. If you're going in the direction I think you're going, Joe, which is, yeah, KD, we're going to let you take over the game. Well, not take over the game, but we're going to let you have your shots, right? Go ahead, have at it. And we'll make sure to lock down on Booker so that he can't get going. Booker under 24 and a half. I like that. I see it at minus 120 at BetMGM. So there, you pay a little price, but I think I'm full on fading Devin Booker at this point until he shows me that he's going to arrive in this series, which also to your point may happen in game three, may happen once they're back out in the desert, but I don't foresee it happening tonight. I really like Minnesota to go up 2-0 in this series. Aaron, they're 3.5 at BetMGM, but you can still find threes in a lot of spots, and even 2.5 I see in one spot on the board.
I have an idea on the heels of Joe talking about Rudy Gobert. 16-plus is plus 270. 14-plus is plus 125. Maybe that's a better look.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Value,
he could.
Good number.
He could. Yeah. How high does it go? Do they offer 20 plus right. or no?
No, 16 is the highest.
16 is the highest. Yeah.
But what's that 16? Did you say 2-1?
It's almost three.
I mean, he could
almost three.
He could get yeah. 19. He did it like a month ago. He's had a couple 19s. I don't see any 20s. Oh yeah, he had a couple 20s in December, but yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he could definitely do that. 14 or 16 plus, I like.
It's not a bad look at all. Rudy Gobert and the T-Wolves hosting the Suns at 7:30. That one on TNT. Tip an hour later in Milwaukee, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central on NBA TV. The Bucks host the Pacers. Pacers getting 1.5 on the road. It's 1 in some spots as well. If you like Milwaukee here, maybe it's just a money line play. I don't know. But the question is, can Damian Lillard continue to do what he did in game one? Can he take over the game as he did in game one? Von Dalzell, like I said, of NBC Sports was with us about an hour ago. He finds no reason to question Lillard doing it again. And I tend to lean in that direction. And I think myself, right there near the top of the list, kind of forgot about this. Like, I thought Lillard might have his moments in this series, and certainly game one was one of those moments, but maybe the question should have been, can he do this throughout a series? And again, to Vaughn's point, we've seen him throw a team on his back in Portland before over the years. He may have to do something similar to get Milwaukee past Indiana in this first round. Not that the Pacers are really going to provide much resistance defensively, Joe, but look, the Bucks are shorthanded. If they want to score with Indiana, especially if Halliburton is having a decent night, then yeah, it might require another Dame Lillard game. And I don't find any reason to fade the guy at this point or to question whether he can throw this team on his back for another night.
Remember, Indiana was favored to win game one on the road. They were favored. That's how much love they were getting in the betting market. And now that has flipped. Mm-hmm. Now we're sitting at Milwaukee as a 1.5-point favorite. Big adjustment on the total, way down. We're talking about playoff basketball. These unders have been hitting. It closed 230 in game one. Now we're sitting at 223.5. For these two teams, that is a very low number based on what they did all regular season and what they did matching up. You know, you had Giannis in that game, those games dominating. But still, it's the same teams. And now we're down to 223 in the hook. Very low number. What is Halliburton going to do, man? That's the big question. Which Halliburton is going to show up? He had 91 touches in that game. 91, and he still didn't get to 10 points. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists in that game. They're really going to need him to take over. Potential assists, they were way up. But if I'm trusting a Pacer, it's hard for me to get there. And just with what we saw the other day and the version of Halliburton that we're getting right now, and to now say, all right, getting a point and a half, I'm going to take him there. But without Giannis, Siakam is dominating.
Love it.
Just dominating these matchups. And, you know, with the amount of rebounds, he had 36 points, 13 rebounds the other day. Points and rebounds, I think, they'll look. And that number's at 34 and a half. He had a million touches, million of rebounding opportunities. By far the leading scorer. Halliburton's not there. They're going to need Siakam to have another monster game just to hang around. So I'm going to go over on him, points and rebounds. Lillard, yeah, I get what people are saying about the Portland days, but also we have what happened during the entire regular season. And Giannis misses some time from time to time. And we didn't see that guy all regular season. So I'm kind of wait and see mode. I want to see it again from Lillard because, you know, I've been disappointed with the Dame that we've seen all year with the Bucks.
Yeah, it's a great point about Siakam because he's also one of the only players that has playoff experience, you know, because of his Raptor days on this Pacers team. So I really like Siakam. I'm tempted to go under on Halliburton. I think Pat Bev did a really good job guarding him. I think he's rattling him, and it'll be interesting to see the adjustments that are made. But I don't know. Are we going to see a big Halliburton game? I kind of feel like we're not. I'm tempted to go under on Halliburton again.
I lean that way as well, Aaron. And I there's certain guys who rise to the occasion in these moments. Damian Lillard, more often than not in his career, has been one of them. I think if he's got an opportunity to drag them out to a 2-0 series lead in this one, headed back to Indy, then I would feel good about him being that guy tonight. The Mavs are going to have to wake up a whole lot earlier in game two against the Clippers than they did in game one. Joe mentioned it earlier when we were talking to Vaughn, that second quarter, possibly the worst quarter of basketball the Mavericks have played all year. It sat in direct opposition and dichotomy to what they had done for the last 2.5 months of the regular season. Second half, that was great. Yeah, okay, Luka, Kyrie, you've arrived. You're here 24 minutes too late. I do think, though, we get a big response from those two in particular. Dallas favored by 2.5 at the Clippers tonight. Tip just after 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on TNT. And I do think this is a bounce-back spot for Dallas. I don't know why they came out the way they did, Joe, but they did. The Clippers took advantage of it. We talked about James Harden having a big night. I don't know if that continues. There's a lot of things that I think happened, in particular in the first half of Game 1 between the Mavs and Clippers, that I don't think get replicated tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you here. I do think this is a spot, and we're getting a little bit of value because Game 1 closed Dallas -3.5, and after that result, I thought it was going to go in the other way, that it would at least stay the same because there's this expectation that the real Mavs are going to be ready this time around, but not so much sitting at 2.5. So, yeah, this is a spot where I do like Dallas. It is interesting. On the road, 2.5-point favorite. I don't see the Clippers going up 2-0. Now, it could happen without Kawhi. Like, there's no way he's going to play. And by the way, for the record, Giannis, he was listed as doubtful. So they're up 1-0. Why would he play in that one? Kawhi, don't expect to see him. I do like Dallas in this spot. 2.5, good number. Total's total dropped as well. All these games, totals are dropping. You get some unders hitting, and they're like, okay, let's drop it 5-6 points. Another one of those situations. Prop-wise, anything jump out? You know, the Luka numbers are crazy high. The PRA for him is like 52.5. Okay.
No,
he could have a great game, but yeah, I'm not going there. What about Zubats? Rebounds, 10.5. Had 15 the other game. Had 26 opportunities in that matchup. I would play the over 10.5 there.
I like that. I'm looking at Kyrie points, rebounds, assists. He had 42. His number, it's set at 34.5. I think that Kyrie can go over that again, and that way you're not pinned down to, is it just points? Is it just rebounds? Is it just assists? I think over 34.5, and it's only -104 at FanDuel. This is one where I could see the zigzag theory playing out. I think we are all expecting this to go the distance as well before it started. So I could see a bounce back situation here. But I think I'll just stick with the Kyrie over 34.5 PRA.
That's a really good look. I like that number a lot because, again, I think we get Kyrie and Luka from the jump tonight. It's not about warming to the task or waking up, which is odd. I thought it would be the Clippers who might have to do that in this series, but they were ready to go from the tip over the weekend, and now they get an opportunity to maybe jump out to, that might also be the spot where we've got the best opportunity for drama tonight as well, although, like we talked about, Durant, Edwards, everything that goes into that in the first game of the night in Minnesota between the T-Wolves and the Suns could give us some there as well. Big night for the NBA with these game twos on the slate. Plenty of baseball action, maybe more draft bets to lay down as well. With that, just 2 days away, we get you our lightning bets and wrap things up here on BetQL Daily next, presented by BetMGM.